Done.
Well, good evening and welcome everyone to the February 2023 version of Friday with Friday. I am, of course, Dave Friday. It's great to see everybody here tonight. And really happy to just, be doing this thing like we've been doing this thing. So with those things in mind, Nick was kind enough to remind me this is actually his fourth time presenting for one of these sessions, if we include before it was branded as Friday with Friday. So, not intentionally being lazy, but I do have the intro that I used for him the last time, so I'm pretty sure I could just recycle that one. So, with that in mind, brothers, allow me to introduce Brother Nick Phillips. Nick is an alum of the Mu Eta chapter at the University of Central Florida as a member of the Spring 2016 class. While he was a collegiate member, he served as both vice president and fraternal education officer. Nick has also held the position of principal alto saxophonist. I'm not going to say that three times fast. For the Sinfonia Winds Wind Ensemble for the last two national conventions, both in 2018 and 2022. Most recently, he has been installed as the president for the Central Florida Alumni Association based in Orlando, Florida. Nick holds a BA degree in music and digital media and is currently finishing his MBA through the University of North Texas. When not working or doing schoolwork, Nick is active in recording and producing music by composers and is currently working on putting together an album of music for saxophone and various accompaniment. The title of his talk is Sinfonia Plus Discord. Brothers, please join me in welcoming Brother Nick Phillips.
Hello and greetings. How we all doing tonight? So just real quick, right out the gate, this isn't going to be a very in-depth. This is going to be just a quick show of hands. Who is in a province where they already utilize something like Discord, Facebook, or some sort of social media platform to talk? So a good half of us in here. Yeah. So Discord is something that we have been using now for the last few months, just because we identified one of the major issues for communication was that there were so many different pages on, well, Facebook, for example, that it made communication about events very hard. And especially whenever, let's say that, oh, we have to change a date and/or time, and we don't communicate that to that same page, right? So the nice thing that we've discovered with Discord is that there are a lot of benefits to being able to communicate easier, get more involvement throughout the entire province, as well as being able to always modify to what we want to add to it, take away from it, and see how we could fix it on the fly, which is something that we could do much easier with Discord than we can with something like Facebook. So I'm going to share my screen with y'all. And let me know, just give me a thumbs up if y'all can see my screen. It should be the welcome to 32. Cool. So this is actually the template I'm working on with Kevin McNerney and Brian Waddell, who are the province governor and deputy province governor, respectively, for Province 32, which is for the DFW area in Texas. So this is kind of like the landing page. And the big thing that I have been working on with them is each chapter will have its own little section. So currently we're in the Gamma Theta. You could see, if you're not familiar with Discord, what this is, it's a hub, essentially. It's a server where folks can all participate in a single area and have various areas to which to talk about things in. You could see members on the right side. I don't know. Can y'all see my cursor as I'm moving it? Cool, excellent. You could see what members are currently online. Right now, only Brian's in here because we just started this one, but I'll show you the Province 13 one here in a little bit after I kind of go over the basics. But you'll see that in the very, very beginning, we have the welcome verification page. So whenever I first built this up, this is the first page that you land on, which is the welcome and verification. So especially for those of us who don't know everyone in our province, because I don't think there's anyone that could say that they know every single person in our province, especially as we bring in new people. That this are these are five questions that I would say are pretty good to get a very very qualified verification that these are Siphonians actually. So what they will do, say for example, that Brian hops into the server, they will immediately come in, see these questions, they'll answer them. And then someone who is an administrator or someone who's deemed the verification person will look at their answers, respond and say, okay, cool, these are the correct answers. Or if they're not the correct answers, reach back out to them and say, okay, let's click on this and we'll message Brian and say, hey, we need you to fix your answer. Or can you give me the right answer for something else? Especially something I've noticed is whenever we have newly initiated brothers, they usually miss this one right here, which is kind of the funny one because they'll say yes. And I'm like, that's wrong. but of course I work with them. And especially if like for my home chapter, I do know who's initiated, and thankfully I've been able to go to a few of them to where I do know, but just kind of make sure that especially going forward, like if they're ever involved with any groups, that's usually the thing to get in. But knowing what semester and year they pledged, initiating chapter, current status of membership, and full preferred name, because that way, if you have a Discord name like mine is Mr. Altissimo, but if you're in the server, it'll say, well, for example, Brian Woodall, because I haven't changed my name for the server yet. But it makes it a whole lot easier to where it's much easier to say, oh, I need blah, blah, blah from this chapter to speak to them. You'll also notice, just kind of going down the list here, we have a section for the province leadership. Depending on how the provinces are set up, usually I've seen it to where you'll have your province governor, and these are all roles, and I'll get into that here in a little bit. But you'll have your province governor, deputy province governor, province alumni coordinator, CPR, ACPR 1 and 2, depending on how many that you have. I know for province 13, we have a CPR and two ACPRs, just because that way we have, usually it works out the way we have one in each of our little clusters. Chapter presidents and vice presidents. And then also depending on how your province is set up, we usually have the alumni association president as well as there. But for province 32, I believe it's just the one alumni association. So that's Brian, because he's a province alumni coordinator, but he's also DPG. So that might change. There's also a verifications instructions, because that way I'm not having to do everything all at once. And this is kind of like a step-by-step, just to where that way they can understand how to run the verification, make sure they understand. There's also a voice channel, which I'm not going to click because that might end my call here. But you can do pretty much a Zoom style talk via Discord. You also have the Province 32 general chat, and this is going to have both the collegiate and alumni and honorary. Like, this is going to be everybody that has anything to do with Province 32. So even if you are someone who has moved into the area, and you're not initially from one of these chapters down here, you could still be in here and be part of the conversation. Below that, you'll have a section for announcements. And so, for example, whenever I was making the channel, I had each of the chapters and their designations in Greek letters, to where that way I could copy paste them into the roles, stuff like that. There is a dedicated alumni section, to where that way if alumni need to chat or if they want to network about things, they have that to specifically them, to where that way sometimes alumni enjoy a much more heightened conversation that might not be present with collegiate folks. Not to say that collegiate folks aren't heightened intellectuals, but sometimes it gets kind of spammy. But below all that, we start to have our individual chapter channels. So this is where I'll take a spot to talk about roles. Up in the top banner, you'll have your server settings, and go to roles. So typically the way I set these up, or the way I've set them up for the ones I've had access to, is you'll have an admin role that has access to absolutely everything. Below that, you'll have your province governor, DPG, PAC, which are also admins as well. And then you'll also have your CPRs, ACPRs 1 and 2, kind of like I mentioned before, presidents and vice presidents, honor members, alumni members, collegiates. And these are the general tags, to where it separates folks out pretty quickly into certain designated channels. But then also you have tags for or roles for each of the chapters. So now with these, you'll see that if anyone here is from the Province 32 area, that not all of these chapters are active. However, there are sometimes alumni who are invited and take part in the Discord that aren't part of the chapter that are active, but that way they're still able to take part and be a part of the conversation because at the same time, it is their province regardless. And then also verify is just the role that is given to someone as they enter into the server, to where that way, whoever is doing the verifications knows that that person still needs to be verified before they are given a tag and let into the server, because that way, not that we outright talk about particular things, that way someone doesn't happen to sneak in and is able to see things that they shouldn't see or hear things that they shouldn't be talking about. I'm going to check the chat real quick because I have not been looking at that. Are you Symphonian? Yep, exactly. We've all been there, I hope. Be right back. Province 19 has a Discord, but it's super informal. It's mainly used for memeing, asking for favors, and counting to 3,000. Exactly. And that's kind of where I want to jump over to the Province 13 server, because it's a bit more built out than the 32 is, just because we haven't launched this one yet. But Province 13, you'll see that we have the same sort of welcome verification set up. Information, we have our announcements channel. Like, for example, we had our Province Workshop at the University of Central Florida and provided a map for folks who have not been to our facilities before. So it's very helpful for folks who haven't been here. So we could say, oh, here's the rehearsal hall. Come in there and park there. And then you could see how people have different, the different roles are color coordinated. So we have our province governor, myself, the other alumni association presidents. And these are all the folks that are online as well. But you could see, as we scroll down here, everyone has their name as well as their chapter designation and year. But then offline we have, and actually an example for one of our honorary members, they have their own designation as well, to where they can be discerned and things like that. Province 33 has separate channels as well, but the chapter breakout is a thought I like. Yeah, I mean, for us, we've seen it works out pretty well. Our chapter has our own Discord and two different Facebook chats, one official. Yeah. Yeah. Memes are always good. And I think we may have put a meme one in this one, but no one's asked for it specifically yet. So we're just going to kind of let it roll. But you can kind of see how large some of these servers can get and how it's good to use roles to designate certain areas for certain folks. Beyond that, we actually have under our information tab, we have a resources tab. So this is something, for example, I know certain chapters use like an open file source, or they'll use a Google Drive to have certain things. So like they'll share PDFs or music, they'll share recordings or pictures, videos, whatever they happen to need for the chapter. But also like I created some practice tracks for the just keep solidly in mind the Discord. Yeah, exactly, Aaron. Yeah, there's no secrets whatsoever shared ever. And usually the Google Drives and things like that are password protected anyways. So that's another safeguard as well. But where was, yeah, so resources. So sharing things like that to where it provides a resource for folks who are involved and want to take use of it. Same thing before, we have the province leadership chat, which we've been using to talk about things like announcing different rush events for different chapters. All province chat. We have our general chat, and just kind of like I was talking to Dave earlier about our new province paddle, but we have this little guy here that we got from Brother Cause at National Convention, and we use that for our new traveling paddle because the other one was about 6 feet tall and very burdensome. But there's even a thread that someone created on how to acquire it, and basically said down here, just the rules and things like that. We have a server suggestions, so kind of like doing an events channel, which I've already done, so I can actually clear this one out. We could do birthday shout outs as long as people are feel free to give their birthday information. It's always nice to make sure that everyone is taking part and given some shout outs, because that way they feel that they're more involved. We have our debug chat, which you'll see. This is kind of like whenever someone does an action to either provide disciplinary actions. If someone's kind of acting a fool and you need to say either give them a timeout or remove them from the server, then that'll show up in here. Let me see. NYCAA has a Discord for virtual meetings. Yep. That's always good. New Theta did meetings over Discord during COVID. Yep. We also did COVID meetings over Discord. My pledge class entirely rush week was over Discord. Yeah. I mean, good old COVID. But that's kind of the advantage of taking advantage of the technology that we've been seeing. Is there a master chapter of lists, alumni associations, or other Symphonian Discord groups? That I'm not entirely sure of. I know that Wikipedia has a good source of all the chapters ever, including the inactive ones. But I don't know how long that's or how recently that's been updated. I doubt it's super recently updated, but actually, well, and speaking of other Symphonian groups, there's this one right here, the Phi Mi Alpha Symphonian Gaming Network server. So this one is kind of a hybrid group. It's not actually specifically for just brothers, but it's a gaming network because there's a competitive group of brothers that go out and compete in video games, and they have their own Discord server. So that is another one. Otherwise, there is the Sigma Eta and Mu Eta chapter Discord servers that they have like their own private things, which we're migrating over to here because they're all part of Province 13. But to answer that question for you, John, otherwise, that'd probably be a nice task to take up at some point to where we kind of know what's going on. Oh, maybe not. Is it possible to search for chapters on Discord? That could be a thing. It's just with the way that you could name servers, right? That might be a bit difficult because, for example, the Province 13 one is Phi Mi Alpha Symphonia P13, or it could be Province 13, or this one is just Sigma Eta, which could be an entirely different fraternity on its own, if that makes sense. But getting back to it, just kind of taking a tour through the server here, we have channels for looking for. So this is for situations where maybe we have a certain event coming up and we all of a sudden we are down a certain part that we need kind of on the double. If someone could fill in, a chapter could say, hey, we need, not word for word, but just using acronyms because acronyms are great. But we saying that, oh, we could use a blankety blank for our thing on a certain date and time. Same thing with opportunities, sharing one of the more recent Friday with Friday events here. Toward that way, people could take part and see that as a general voice chat for everybody. Same thing with the alumni channel, just with the other one. Picture of Joe Ritchie, if anyone knows who Joe Ritchie is. He was our province governor a while ago. But yes, so same alumni channel. And then the difference between the channels before is we have announcements specifically for each of the other chapters as well. But then also for Mu Eta, because they were a bit more involved as far as getting stuff going. So they actually have their committees that they have on here as well. And they actually have role designations to where if someone goes into the general chat and says, hey, at Mu Eta Forum Committee, they could tag that entire group to where they can get everyone's attention for that without having to say and at everyone, because then that'll tag everyone in the entire server that could at least see that particular section of it. And then of course there's a voice. And then, like I was mentioning before with the roles, it depends on how much you want to do with it, right? Because you could be extremely, extremely busy with roles, but then you could make it to where you could get a hold of a group of people very quickly. So it depends on what level you want to go into it with that. And then just kind of going down below there, you have the rest of the chapters as well with all their individual sections. But the most important one I left out is actually at the top here, events. So this is a very particular channel where you'll have all of your events for the province. It'll give you a title of it, what date it is and time. So like this Upsilon size red night is tomorrow, 6:45 p.m. And it'll give you a location, and then it'll give you a chance to say if you're interested or not. But that way, we could do things like the color nights, initiations, alumni association events, because we do have, I'm not sure if y'all saw, but we do have a lot of alumni members just in the group in general. We also have the rest of the Card Knights there. White Knights, but toward that way, we actually get those events more attention like they should be. As well as anniversaries for the things, province kickoffs, like fall kickoffs, and also the next province workshops, toward that way, as the information comes in. What is White Knight? Sean, that's a great question. So that's a graduating brother ceremony. And we could talk about a bit about that later on. Yeah, alumni ceremony. To me, and especially as a president for an alumni association, it's important to make sure that those things happen, because that way, it's an interpretation. but it's a way to transition from collegiate to alumni, and especially introduce, if they haven't already been introduced, the most local alumni association to those graduating brothers. Toward that way, they know that they have a home after they leave collegiate status. But ending with that right there. So any questions as far as the Discord server goes?
I've got a question for you, Brother Phillips.
Sir.
How many hours would you say that you have spent building all of this up?
So this one particularly here, I didn't start it. I actually inherited it from the current president of Mueda, but basically building it out. It doesn't take long. It's one of those things where the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it, right? So with the 32 server is completely me. I am the server. I put the bots in there, which is a whole nother thing. But for the Province 32 server, I probably spent maybe 2 or 3 hours just to get the basic like sections put in. The thing that takes the longest, I would say, is developing the roles, because depending on, like, comparing it to the Mueda chapter, right? Depending on how busy the province is as far as like putting their committees and things like that in there, it could get really busy, right? But if you just need your general province council, couple designations for honorary alumni collegiate, and then the chapter ones, not that bad. The only other spot where it might get a bit busy is putting in bots. So this is bots can do a whole bunch of different things depending on what you want to do with it, right? So this one I want to say is MeBot, but you could rename it to whatever you want to. So I just called it Oshinbot because it's Symphonia. But what this bot does for the server is whenever folks come in, you'll get the, where'd it go? There should be a thing for me. But there'll be a log of people that come in that'll send them a welcome message, things like that. John, you have a question?
Yeah, for alumni associations or chapters that do have Discords, do you assign a specific brother to or officer to manage it? Or is it pretty much whoever has the most time or most passion or interest in it?
I would say it's a bit of both, right? So the nice thing about roles is you could switch those. So say, for example, you have a chapter president who isn't chapter president the next year. So you could actually remove that role and put it to the person that becomes the role next, which is great. And that's why I love it, because that way the power doesn't rest on one person. If anything, the power that rests on one person is the admin or whoever initially sets it up, because they'll have the most access to everything, especially with bots, right? The only other thing is, and I can go back in here and show you in the roles, is with the admin, they have privileges to everything. But so you could see the permissions for the province governor, for example. So they can do absolutely everything. So each of these check marks are permissions that they're able to do. The only ones that I don't have set up for them is send text-to-speech messages, mainly because if you do one of those, it'll automatically play the message that is sent whether regardless or not, whether you have your phone on silent, it's weird. So I just turn that off, because especially if you're trying to sleep and you get a message at 3 o'clock in the morning or a bunch of messages, it's kind of hard to sleep through that every once in a while. But you could also just give them administrative permissions in general. But with that, only certain positions will have that. So for example, DPG, and then you'll see that PAC, that's taken away. So usually these two will be the ones that are in the position the longest, depending on PAC. But you'll notice that even as we go CPR, like, we started losing some privileges out like that. And then if you're just collegiate, you don't have a lot of roles in general. This is a dangerous. Oh yeah. Like, cause with admin privileges, you could literally do anything. You could ruin servers. So you will only designate this to people that you absolutely trust, which hopefully you can put your trust in your province governors, DPGs, and things like that. But again, that's the nice thing about those is, as the server evolves and grows, you could change it to how you want to, if that makes sense. Any other questions?
And one more question from me, Nick. How much of this do you think is fairly intuitive versus stuff that you had to be shown when setting up this Discord server? Like, I imagine it would benefit a brother who has never worked with Discord before, if they wanted to set up a server, to have somebody holding their hand and helping out. But in the event that you have somebody, you know, relatively young, pretty tech savvy, how much of this could they figure out for themselves?
I would say a good 95% of, like, Discord you could do completely on your own, because the only thing you need to understand, right, is creating the differences between a channel and a category is, like, one of the big things. And once you get that down, you're golden. The last 5% that I didn't mention that might be a little weird, and this is very, very dependent on how your server is run, is the use of bots. So with this, with the servers I make, using the Me6 bot is what it's called, actually, not the Me bot. But using the Me6 bot is enough to do your welcome messages, do audit logs, things like that for the server. And also it's free, which is nice. Now, there are versions of it where you could pay and do a whole lot more things for it, but you don't usually see those in regards to just social servers. You might see it with, like, I'm in the High Rollers D&D Discord, which is tabletop role-playing game Discord, which they have bots that do a whole lot more. But for something like this in here, we don't need all those functions, if that makes sense. So that's kind of where that what do you need versus what do you want kind of takes in for the server. And at the same time, like, it could be a server designates money to, or a province that designates money to paying for a certain level to where they could do a lot of things. It just depends on what they want to do with it. The way I build it, the way I like to see them, is to where they are free and all you got to do is log into it and you're off to the races. So between the province 32 one that I have here and the province 13 one, there's nothing you have to pay for. You could even get free music bots if you wanted to. I forget what the name of it is, but you could literally just, it's a bot that plays nothing but music. So things like that. Emmanuel, a question for you.
I had a question about the events calendar in Discord.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there's any way to copy it into another calendar or have it synced with something like Google Calendars.
So I don't know if you could do that exactly, right? But what you can do is, what I would suggest for something like that is, under, like, if you have, like, a resources tab, right, is I would put the link to a chapters, or if there's a province Google Calendar, you could do it right here and maybe do it like that. But I don't believe there is a way. And that's just kind of something I haven't looked into myself, just because we haven't had to do it like that. But I don't believe that there's a way, unless something and more. Add a calendar start event, copy that. I mean, you could probably copy the event link and then put it into your Google Calendar. So you could do it one by one, potentially.
Okay.
But I haven't tried it, if that makes sense.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Aaron.
As someone who's on the internet and does things like this all day, trust me, if there's a way for it to be done, it's out there.
Yeah.
It may not be free, and it may be not may not be what you want, but there is a way to do it. Because, yeah, things are strange.
Yeah, I would assume, and forgive me for assuming, but there's probably a bot that could do that. And if nothing else, I would say probably a safe way would just be that copying the event link and then putting it in Google Calendar might just be a way like that. I don't believe there's a way to import a Google Calendar, which would probably more than likely would be a bot to do that. But hopefully that answers the question. Anything from anyone else? Either that, or if anyone's currently using one and has things that that they do in theirs that haven't been seen in either of these two, I'd love to hear what y'all do to where that way we could incorporate it and see if it works out.
Province 2 does have a Discord, but it's definitely not nearly as robust as what you've shown here tonight. This is really well put together, and it's giving me a lot of ideas for things that I want to make my CPR do. The reason I say that is because he has made the mistake of telling me that since he graduated in December, he's been bored. We're going to make him pay.
There you go.
Oh, he's young, isn't he?
He is. He's great, though. He's been really wonderful.
Yeah, and I mean, just like what I was saying earlier, this is one of those things, much like the fraternity in general, where the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. You don't have to go crazy with roles. I mean, I'm kind of a detail nitpicky kind of guy, but it all depends on what you want to do. Because, I mean, like, for example, I didn't even show the roles that we, like, all the roles we have in the 13 server. But we have a province leadership role that which I think is technically a little bit redundant, just because in the province leadership page we have these roles are able to access it, and the alumni association presidents are able to access it. We've actually got one of the members of Commission on Standards are in our province, though. We actually gave them a tag and be like, hey, like, let's recognize that you're a thing. We have faculty advisors. These are the two bots that have to be in the server to make it work. Honorary collegiate, alumni collegiate, then all the chapters. We do also do voice parts, to where that way what folks can do is if someone has a music question in the books, right, they could say, hey, at 10 or 1, how do y'all do this? And you could also do a quick rundown and say, oh, hey, how do we break out as far as voice parts within the province? Now, does it cover everything? Yeah, not really. But, and then some folks also do have double voice roles that they'll put in as well. But it's nice to see that. And then also kind of like what I mentioned before is we had the Mueda committees do their things. And then as well, this is kind of a joke, but we had the Mueda Alpha Alpha role, which was, it's literally made because we had our province workshop. We had a workshop pertaining to a certain event that happens at the end of semesters usually. And I was the one that was voluntold to go and be the person going through it. So, so someone was like, oh, hey, and Nick got initiated again. So someone said the joke, Mueda Alpha Alpha. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make that a role. Has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but I'm going to do it. So it's kind of my little meme role. And you could do pretty much anything. And the nice thing is, for me at least, is seeing the amount of alumni that are involved, because these are the ones that are online at least. But we have Brian Passer here, who's from 1994 from Mueda, which is nice to see. But just seeing, like, all the green ones are alumni members. And I would say for us, a good 30% of our server is alumni. So it's always good to keep them involved, like, regardless, because, I mean, between mailing lists that may or may not be accurate or updated, at least this way, the people who are wanting to be involved can be involved as much as they want to. But yeah, and then Alpha is specific to national. Yeah. Having baritone section. Yeah, of course. There's always 3,000 baritones, and they can usually never sing correctly. But yeah, any other questions, comments, concerns?
Yes, I'm on my phone, Discord, and I'm a member of a couple of chapters, but I was invited.
Yeah.
Okay, which is fine. Which is why I asked before, suppose I wanted to connect to Province 13. I can't figure out a way to do that.
Yeah, so the servers might be set up as invite only, so that could be a thing. Okay. I'm pretty sure this one is, and it's mainly just because that way, because I know a lot of social media is like people get kind of worn out with like being tagged everywhere. So this one is specifically kind of for Province 13, to where that way, like, especially if you're living in Province 13, which is like central and southern Florida, so like north of Orlando and south,
right,
to where that way, if you're here, you could get all the events and be a part of the group and things like that. Because I know, especially with, there's the Central Florida Alumni Association Facebook page, where there are people that are no longer living in the area, but at some point or another, they were involved. But this one kind of cycles it down to where people that want to be involved are Discord savvy. Like, they will be the ones, and especially the collegiates as they go through, basically at the end of the semester, adding a whole bunch more people in here, moving people over to alumni status, things like that. It's a very good in-out cycle. You could see how the province is growing that way as well, which kind of takes it into, like, you could also do data analytics as well. So you could say that, oh, hey, we MUADA had, what was it? They had 6 initiated in fall, and then they just took in 6. So as long as they are initiating all of them, they are potentially a net positive for bringing people into the chapter to where they don't go backwards. So you could even look at it like that. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to, we could use a Discord bot to figure out that data as well. But there's so much you could do with it. And it like I said, it just depends on what your area is. Kevin, I'm not sure. Well, where are you at as far as?
Well, I mean, entry? I'm connected to Province 17 because they invited me, because I'm an alum.
Okay.
Although I'm not living in Indiana. So my local chapters, I've been involved with at 28, but I just went up to Fort Wayne, Purdue, and actually played piano for their ritual this past, whenever it was a couple of weeks ago. And so I'm connected to them because that was an invite too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I found out that they needed a pianist, not on Discord, but it was on Facebook. So, you know, it's
yeah, always, I mean, it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where just like, and then like, depending on which province it is, like, communication could be better on Facebook. They may already have something set up like that on Facebook, or like listserv emails. It just depends on what they want to do with it. For us here in Province 13, it was so like fragmented between various Facebook pages to where we didn't have access to each other or could even see it, mainly because they needed to be private for reasons.
Of course. Yeah.
But it just depends on what they want to do with it. And like I said, like with the Discord servers, they're password protected to where you don't get to see anything until you verify yourself.
Right.
Much like the other,
good, yeah.
with the other groups. Also great to be in 28. So yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will spare you. Yeah.
Yep. You're all good. I honestly love it. So you're all good.
No, it's all good there. Yeah.
Yep.
One last thing, this is not related to Discord, but related to what you said very quickly in passing before about I believe you said you're creating a some kind of resource for saxophone and instrument compositions.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ongoing project. I'm wanting it to be an album.
Right.
But working with a couple of our honorary brothers who do music mastering and production here in Orlando and do the contract side of it and things like that, to where it's legit.
And what kind of music is it? Because I have a piece that's a pretty substantial piece written for saxophone and vibraphone that's been performed over the years, but I don't know if you'd want it. I don't think it's ever been published to my knowledge. So,
I mean, I'd be happy to look at, I mean, I don't know any, well, I don't have access to percussion players per se, but I mean, like, I
right,
do.
Right. I was just wondering what kind of music What kind of music are you anticipating it's going to be? Popular or classical or
comedy? It'll be a combination. Like, I've got saxophone electronics, I've got saxophone piano, saxophone and saxophone, like a lot of different things. Just the big thing is getting publishing rights and licensings to where I could use it and make money without being the ever-living crapshoot out of me.
No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Well, yeah. If you want to leave your, I could send you a PDF file of the piece if you want to leave a way for me to do that.
Yeah, I will put my email, if as long as I could spell it correctly, in the chat. And and at the same time too, if anyone wants to email me, just make sure this is correct. Yeah, if anyone wants to email me as well as to help, if they would like help setting up a Discord server, I'd be more than happy to help partake in that. Like I said, I could be in there as kind of like as a kind of admin person, but at the same time letting it to where the provinces run their own stuff, because otherwise I don't want to have to babysit the entire fraternity, even though that would be cool to have the entire fraternity in one, but that'd be a task and a half to get that set up. Actually, I don't know. Symphonia Chord? Yeah, Symphonia Chord. Anyway, that's for down the road. But if anything, if no one else had any questions, I think I might be good.
All right. Well, seeing nothing else, can we all thank Brother Phillips for the presentation for his time one more time? It was a lovely talk and has given me way, way too many fantastic ideas.
Actually, I'll stop sharing. There we go.
All right.
Back on the main page now.
Are we ready to stop?
I believe so. So thank you again, Nick, for the wonderful presentation.
Of course.
And...